Hi, this is Emily.
And this is Maddie.
And this is Spill the Mead.
But let me spill your what?
Mead.
Your mead. Your mead. Ask them what you're doing, tell them spilling the mead.
Bitch the pot, the tea is hot. And the tea is too dirty.
It's like the very...
Adjacent.
Yes, yeah.
It's tutor
like the,
adjacent.
Just like the embryonic stage.
It is. That is literally what it is.
Aww.
It is time for Elizabeth Woodville. This has been such a long time in the making.
Yeah.
I've had this book since we started the podcast.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's that. Next month, that'll be 2 years.
I have had this book for 2 years. And I've been putting it off for, like, I had, like, no intentions of doing it up until, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the goddamn War of the Roses stresses me the fuck out. So I've been putting it off.
Yeah, no. It's hard as Americans, you know, like, we're just going into that raw.
Yeah.
And having no context or
you
no clue.
You cannot raw dog the War of the Roses. No. But I did it, and I did it for you.
She did it, yeah. Her eye has been twitching this whole time.
Not but well.
No, dude, she's beautiful.
I literally slept 1 hour last night. I have so many feelings and things to say about all this, and this has been, like, I've been working on this episode, like, actively working on it, like, you know, thinking about it.
Yes.
For, like, a month and a half,
right,
or something.
Yeah.
So, that being said, I wrote this episode, and I got through one chapter of the book that I read, mm-hmm. and I had written 11 pages, and...
I know it, man.
Yeah.
And dense.
Yep, for context, usually I write about, like, an hour episode is about 6 pages for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's almost double that.
Yeah.
And I just got through one chapter.
Yes,
so there's not that many chapters in this book. It's just, like, so information dense.
Yeah.
But yeah, so War of the Roses was freaking me out. I will say, after this, first of all, neither Maddie or I are touching anything Tudor or Tudor adjacent for a while we finish these miniseries.
This is not a Tudor-specific podcast.
Yes.
I promise.
This was not
just weird timing.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, 5 parts of Catherine going on.
Yep.
And however many parts of this
however
one.
Many parts.
And
I'm guessing 3? I don't know. I should have put Elizabeth off, honestly, a little bit more, but, like...
No, she fell where it's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
She fell where she was gonna fall.
It had to happen.
We have, like, I've got, like, voodoo stuff next. I've got, like, battle stuff. I've got knight stuff.
I have a Viking book I want to get into.
Okay.
I want to do some more of my hygiene series.
Yep.
So we've got some, like, very different stuff coming up. But just, like... I feel like a lot of you guys, like, we love the Tudors and Tudor adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys do too. So just enjoy this while we have it. Because again, we're probably not going to touch Tudors or Tudor adjacent for a while after Maddie finishes Catherine and I finish this.
Yes.
Elizabeth.
Our lists are very long. Thank you for sending us your suggestions.
Oh, yeah. We always want more, though.
Yes.
I always am happy to add to my list.
Yes. But, yeah, we're going to get to all those. And so if you don't like this, I can't imagine. But if it's not your thing, hang
in
there.
We've got other things coming up.
Yeah, we're coming back.
No worries. Or subscribe to Patreon. I've got my next Arthur coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. I have Tudor stuff coming out.
Maddie has Tudor stuff. If you like the Tudor stuff.
Voodoo is coming.
And if you're like, no, I love the Tudor stuff and Tudor adjacent stuff, then great. Maddie has Tudor stuff coming out on Patreon as well. But we also have non-Tudor things.
We do.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. But I will say that, like, I also will maybe never do Tudor things ever again after this. Not because I didn't enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I did. Elizabeth is awesome. She's my girl.
Ooh.
But it's just Maddie's thing. Like, it just felt wrong. It felt like I was dipping into a time period that was not mine.
Oh, God, I hate that a little bit.
Reading it. No, it's not that. It was just I was reading it thinking of how much more I would probably enjoy it if you were telling me this story. Because, like, your passion for it. And I feel like a lot of these names I had to go and, like, get context on. And I feel like you probably... Like, especially later in the book, would know.
I don't know, man.
Because later in the book, is around Henry VIII's time more, which is why I believe.
Oh, wow. Is she like, she goes like that far? Again, I know nothing about Elizabeth. Yes. War
just
of the
as
Roses.
A spoiler, she is at the christening of Henry's brother Arthur.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. See, I don't know though. I didn't
She's
know
around
that.
For a bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anything before, the only stuff I know about Henry the VII is from the Childhood of Henry VIII episode and The Princes in the Tower episode. And that's it. And so I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
I'm excited to hear you tell me. I'm like sitting here blanket, like double hands on my coffee mug. Like, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, this is it's very cute. Yeah. You do look so cozy.
Yeah, like wide-eyed. Like a little, like those little cartoon shines on my eyeballs. Just like. Blink.
Okay, it is like pretty fun because like reoccurring characters in this, like sometimes just like mentioned briefly, but like getting to teach you something tutor adjacent that you don't know about is pretty.
Excited.
It's kind of
so
fun.
Excited.
Like I'm so glad I did this.
Oh my god,
be clear.
And it's gonna like add so much context to
yes.
like the things that it, yeah. I you know.
Spoiler: this is Henry VIII's grandmother.
See.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
His grandma, his maternal grandmother.
His maternal grandma. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So Elizabeth of York is her daughter.
Yep.
See, mm-hmm. All I know about Elizabeth of York really is, well, mostly right now because Catherine, you know.
Yeah.
Like that she was like a great mother-in-law and like the sweetest and everyone fucking loved her.
Uh-huh.
And so this is her mom.
And this is her mom.
You know, the absolute only thing, the only other thing that I know about this, because I did watch, is it the White Queen or the White Princess? Whatever one is.
I think
it's
the White Queen.
Yes. Okay. Whichever one it is. I watched both, like the White Queen and the White Princess.
Is that about Elizabeth Woodville?
One of them is.
Okay. Because I've never seen it.
Yes. No, I don't remember it because it's me. And I watched it like right when it came out. But they took such a spin. It's like the other Boleyn girl, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like so... Or the Spanish princess too. I enjoyed that, but it was
kind
of
but it's
rocker.
Like definitely, not.
Like, they like insinuate one of them's like a witch and stuff, which like I love.
Is it?
But like...
It's not... As long as you can like watch it knowing it's not historically accurate.
Right.
Just like watching Queen Charlotte, the Bridgerton spinoff.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, so not historically accurate. But they say that from the get-go.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, the opening is like, this is like if Queen Charlotte were in an alternate universe,
right,
babes.
Yeah.
Like,
if
stay with us.
Here for historical accuracy.
No, this is just for funsies.
So because of that show, and just because I remember this, you know, like, coming up. I think I mentioned it in my Arthur. Anyways, let me just spit it out. A daughter named Sybil.
Sybil?
Somewhere?
Oh.
Someone?
Yes, I think so. Okay, listen.
Because I love that damn name
this
so much.
This family is also huge.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, so Elizabeth does have 12 siblings.
Oh!
Yeah. She's the eldest.
Oh, my gosh. The eldest?
But, like, some of the names get, like, real cute. They have a Martha, which I think is adorable.
That is cute.
A Lionel.
Oh my god.
They have a Mama, and also one of the daughters is named Jaquetta.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, there's like some cute names in here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love
okay,
it.
Okay.
And a Cecily is it's not.
Oh,
maybe
it was Cecily and not Sybil.
I believe that's. It's one of her children is Cecily.
Okay. Because, like, Arthur danced with his Aunt Cecily at the wedding or something.
Nope. That makes sense. Yep.
Okay. Maybe
because one of her daughter's name is Cecily. Yep.
Okay.
I got
that confused with Sybil. Honestly,
but isn't that cute? Both of those are cute.
Twin girls, name them Sybil and Cecily.
Oh my gosh. That would be so cute. And you know what? Just having different names other than goddamn Elizabeth, Anne, Mary, Edward, Richard. I am dying.
Yeah.
I will come back to that. In a little bit here, like, just because I need to get like prepare you guys for like what we're getting into right now, because I really made this as simple as I could.
Yes.
Like, left in all like the gossip, the fun shit, mm-hmm. but just like there's a lot of politics going on, there's a lot of usurpers, there's a lot of things going on that like aren't as fun, and so I tried to just like simplify that.
Yes.
Or if I could cut it out, if we didn't need the context of that shit. Ugh. It's out, it's not in here.
Tis the brand.
Oh yep, that's what we do.
We're
baby.
So thankful to you.
Yeah, but I am excited to tell you guys about Elizabeth because and her life and like the events surrounding her life, because I'm attached to her and I'm attached to the Woodvilles now. Ooh. Like the Woodville family in general.
Okay.
Because I remember in The Princess in the Tower, Maddie, you presented that in like a here's the two sides. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it in a neutral way and you get to pick. Yes. And I was on the Woodville side.
Oh my God, yes.
And so I love that I still Ooh. Am. Okay. Like,
yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that so much. Yeah. They're like your family.
Yes.
They're like who you're picking.
And there is, Maddie knows, we're both in the thick of it right now of like reading a book about someone is like a lot different than researching through articles.
Yeah.
It's, there's a lot more information. Articles are great because they like condense the information for you a lot of the times. It's harder to make sure that like everything is true, all that stuff. But, there's a lot of like fun things that can be left out in articles. So I'm glad that I read a book. That being said, this is going to be, these are long. This is a lot. This is going to be a lot of episodes. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of time. But the book I read is Elizabeth Woodville, Mother of the Princes in the Tower by David Baldwin. Mm-hmm. So basically all the information, almost all, virtually all the information mm-hmm. in this episode is from this book.
Beautiful.
So if you're like, I want to know more. There's so much more.
So much more.
So much more. And I would suggest that you listeners listen to Maddie's Princess in the Tower episodes, too.
Cool. Yay.
Yeah, because those are Elizabeth's sons. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to, like, prior to this for context or anything, but, like, you should because it's interesting. And it's more about, you know, things that pertain to Elizabeth.
When it like comes up in her story, just like pause this episode real quick.
Right.
Pop yeah. into the Princess of the yeah. Tower.
And then come back.
And then come back.
Exactly.
And then just go in between the timelines of episodes.
Yeah. Figure it out yourselves.
What a nightmare.
Do with that what you will. Have fun. But yeah, I am going to leave a lot of the Princes in the Tower shit out of this. I will leave in what is necessary because we have a whole episode for them. This is not them. Yeah, this is Elizabeth. But those were her sons, and that's important to her life.
Right.
No, so I'm going to talk about it.
Really cool to, like, see that whole scenario from her side of it, you know?
It's really interesting. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Those are her babies.
Yeah. Okay, so I do want to get into Elizabeth's family, her parents, and everything, because it's real interesting.
Okay.
But first, mm-hmm. the War of the Roses, baby. Mm-hmm. This Elizabeth's time is in the thick of like from childhood God. Through her adulthood, like oh, this God. Is the thick of the War of the Roses. So I'm going to tell you the most simple breakdown of the War of the Roses that hopefully you will ever hear. Like this is the War of the Roses for 5-year-olds.
Thank you. Yes. I need it so badly.
You're so welcome.
Oh my God.
So yeah, because the politics are not for me. But again, we need the context. So
we can just start here, add in all the other exactly. politics stuff later when we get right. this down.
Yes. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, if that's what you guys want. But for now, we're keeping it simple.
Oh, hell yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid. Okay, so we have two descendants of King Edward III of England mm-hmm. fighting for the throne. That is the entire basis of the War of the Roses.
Beautiful.
Is these two descendants of Edward III fighting for the throne.
Okay.
Currently, mm-hmm. like at the beginning of all this, mm-hmm. Henry VI is on the throne. He is team House of Lancaster.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, he's on the throne after Edward.
Yes, he's one of the descendants.
One of the two, okay.
Yep. Kay. Yeah, so that's number Henry one. VI. Number one is Henry VI.
Got it.
He's on the throne currently.
Cool.
House of Lancaster.
Lancaster, Henry yep. VI, okay.
And then on the other side, we mm-hmm. have Richard York, a.k.a. Richard Plantagenet, a.k.a. Duke of York.
Okay. What's not on the throne, but pissed because he is also...
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
So, he is fighting to become king. He wants to take over for Henry.
Already there. I did not even think that anyone was on the throne in the beginning of this. Yep. I thought it was up for fucking grabs. But
yeah.
like Henry VI could have just been on this throne, it seems.
Wow. So here's what's going on. So, okay, obviously Richard Plantagenet is House of York.
Yes.
Team House of York.
Yes.
So how it really started is Henry VI, again, Lancastrian side, mm-hmm. has not been mentally well.
Okay.
He's not doing an awesome job at ruling.
Okay.
And for a period, his right-hand man, Richard Plantagenet, mm-hmm. on the Yorkist side.
Duke of York, yes.
It has been ruling in his stead.
Okay.
And then Henry VI is like, hey, I'm better. I'm back, baby. Oh. I'm taking the throne again.
Oh.
And Richard Plantagenet is like, no, you are not. You suck at this. You're not okay. You say you're okay. You're not. Yeah, everyone knows it. You're not okay.
Okay.
I'm also a descendant of Edward III.
Yeah.
I'm clearly better at this than you are.
Literally been doing it in all but name.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not giving back shit.
Yeah.
And then from there, the infamous first battle at St. Albans breaks out.
Okay.
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 So.
This is great.
Oh, okay.
I am
you're
there.
You're following?
Yes,
okay.
I am 100% there right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Yorkists win this battle.
Okay.
AKA
Richard
Plantagenet.
Okay.
Yep. Henry VI is taken into custody at this point.
Okay.
Richard Plantagenet is now ruling the country.
Yes.
Like, as he was before for Henry, but now he's just, like, ruling it. But he's not king at this point.
Okay.
He is, like, the protector, whatever. He's just ruling,
oh,
right?
Okay, okay.
Yep. But he has not
There's been no coronation.
No.
Okay.
That has not happened.
Okay.
We're going to
Interesting.
Leave a pin in that right there.
Okay.
Because we will come back to it.
Beautiful.
Before we move on, though, from the War of the Roses, I do just want to explain, like, to those who don't know, like, the reason it's called the War of the Roses, which is just, like, it's just ironic that each of these houses just, not on purpose, they just both happen to be represented by roses.
I love that.
Their royal badge has a rose on it.
Yeah.
So,
it was just destined.
It was just destined to happen. Yep. So, the...
They were going to be best friends. Exactly. In a giant war.
Absolutely.
Giant civil war.
Enemies. Yeah. Yep. So, House of Lancaster has been a red rose.
Okay.
House of York is a white rose, just coincidentally.
Okay.
So,
Lancaster,
War of the Roses.
Henry VI, red.
Yep.
White, Richard, Yorkside.
Yes.
Okay. The one who is ruling right now but did not coronate himself, which I have a feeling might be a problem.
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to, like, go back in time a little bit to before the War of the Roses when we start out with Elizabeth's parents. But that is just, like, how the War of the Roses starts. So when it breaks out, you're going to have some context as to what's going on.
Beautiful.
Yep. So that was your basic breakdown. Another thing I'm going to do is give people nicknames or only refer to, like, one man as his title while referring to another as just his first name rather than his title, because it's medieval England right now and everyone has the same goddamn name.
Like, eight names total.
Yes,
for
exactly.
Men and women.
Richards, Edwards, Thomases. Like, it's too many.
It's too many.
So, like, that's why every time I say Henry, I'm going to say Henry the Sixth.
Yes.
Because then Henry the Seventh is going to come in. So I'm going to need people to know the difference. Or, like, that's why when I refer to Richard Plantagenet, I'm going to always call him Richard Plantagenet. Just so you remember, because there's so many Richards.
Hammer it
oh my
in
God.
There.
Yep. So Elizabeth's parents... Sir Richard.
Yeah, they are.
Woodville, who I will be calling Daddy Woodville.
Daddy Woodville.
That's it. We're just get Richard out of your head.
Yeah.
You don't need
Daddy
that.
Woodville,
he's Daddy Woodville.
Elizabeth's dad.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
So he met Jaquetta, which, like...
Ugh, I thought you were going to say Elizabeth. That's going to be
Bug. Yep. Nope. Jaquetta.
Holy shit, girl.
So pretty. Her mother in 1433. And... he met Jaquetta as she was marrying a middle-aged duke, the brother of Henry V.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So Jaquetta was immediately enamored by Daddy Woodville because he's, like, younger. He's closer to her in age. He's hot. He's fit.
Yeah,
like, he is everything she's looking for.
Boxes. Check, check, check.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, he had, like, more energy in him than her middle-aged husband. And she's 17. So.
Not virility, baby.
She's looking for someone in his early 20s. But, you know, she is a woman of duty.
Yes.
She does go through with this wedding and everything. She does marry the brother of the king.
Yes.
And so, yeah, she's committed to her duke husband. But wouldn't you know it, he dies only a few years later.
Oh, okay. Well, look at that.
Yep. Age differences. So you would think that this would open up the possibility of Daddy Woodville and Jaquetta getting together, but that was basically unthinkable.
Oh.
They're not on the same level at all.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jaquetta is...
She is like marrying dukes.
She married a duke.
Yeah.
Who is the brother of the king.
Yeah.
this like, is big.
That Duke.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, like, basically just one step down from being married to the king.
Yeah.
That's, a Duke is huge.
Yeah.
Not only that, she's so fucking noble, she can trace her lineage back to Charlemagne.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jaquette.
Yeah. Also, does that not remind you of Knight's Tale?
It does, yeah.
All the way back to Charlemagne.
Oh my gosh, yes. They're That's, related. She's
yep, right. Oh, absolutely.
So LinkedIn sign, obviously.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So she will be taken care of by the crown, Jaquette will,
mm-hmm.
provided that she only remarry if she has permission from the king.
Okay.
Her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And she's like, sure, sure, no problem. That's totally reasonable. Yeah. Give me those lands and everything, baby. Yeah. I will take them.
Love that.
And then 1 year later, she shows up to Henry V's court and is like, hey, widow of your dead brother here. Oops, I got married. And to someone you would not approve of, it's Daddy Woodville.
Okay.
Please, like, I know you're going to fine me. I know I have to be fined for this.
Very Mary Boleyn coded.
Right? Ooh, yeah, like, okay. I only did it. So.
Yeah. Ooh, it already happened. Easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Exactly. Sorry. This is going to be a theme here.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she's like, just, I know you have to find me. Can you just, like, not make it, like, that much?
Yeah, come on.
And he's like, God damn it, Jaquette. Like, I do have to find you for this.
Yeah, come on.
This was really annoying. We literally agreed upon this a year ago.
Yeah.
And she probably was like, no, like, I can stay away from him. Yeah. But
next thing you know,
they love each other.
Blacked out. Now I'm married.
Exactly. Yeah. Oops. So he finds her. She pays the fine. It doesn't matter because she's like semi-promptly pardoned anyways. Like, I think it was like a year later.
Oh, okay.
So she's, yeah, she's pardoned.
Yeah.
Now she's got her man. They're married.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It's Gucci.
And she gets to like keep all her stuff. And like,
I believe she kept most. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think to pay the fine, she gave some lands to someone. Yeah, like, she sold some lands. But for the most part, she kept most of it.
Damn, dude.
She's, like, doing well for herself. Yeah, she's got lands in France. Like, she's doing well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I would like to stop here before we forget that the War of the Roses is coming.
Yes.
Just, we're going to refresh.
Everything's so great right now.
Yeah, right? So Jaquette, just for context, was married to the king's brother, right?
Yes.
Daddy Woodville and his daddy were supporters of Henry V and his brother, Jaquette's dead husband. Which means Jaquette, Daddy Woodville are on the Lancastrian side.
Okay.
I just want to tell you, that is the side they are on currently, yes. Lancaster.
Yes, if you have to choose between Lancaster and York, they have chosen and they chose Lancaster.
Yep.
However, they are the Woodvilles.
They are the Woodvilles.
Okay.
Yep.
And those two families, that's it. Like, yep. They just support that side.
Uh-huh.
That is just, again, isn't this that, is, like, clicking so much, Emily. Oh, my God. It does.
Okay. That's great. Because, like, loyalties switch quite often in this. And I'm going to try to make sure that everyone's keeping track of whose side everyone's on.
Okay.
Because it's rough. The War of the Roses is rough. So,
God,
like,
do we need like a little ticker out? Like,
right? How, like, many, how many times do switches? People switch over? It's not even like necessarily the Woodvilles that we have to click over on,
it's
which they
else.
Do switch several times.
Yeah.
It is, and I will get to him, fucking the Earl of Warwick.
Okay.
That
okay.
dude needs to get his goddamn shit together.
Oh, God. Okay.
He's just like hitting up whoever he feels like is winning. He has no loyalty.
Oh,
this
no.
dude fucking sucks.
I hate that.
I am very anti Earl of Warwick. I'm just going to put that out there right fucking now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good to know going in. Yep. I can't stand a flip flopper.
Nope. Yeah.
Pick a side. And
pick
stick
a side.
With it.
Stick with it.
Yep.
This time period does stress me the fuck out because the crown is going back and forth so often. And so it's like, the crown switched. I'm executing you, you, and you.
Yeah.
And then, oh, it just switched back. I'm executing you, you, and you on the other side. And so it's like, you have to be smart about what side you pick and really hope
this
to God,
like,
that it's the one, the side that ends up sticking and try, or like try to stay out of it. But then that's not good either. It's
no,
a
yeah, you
mess.
Can't say, this is like real people's lives.
Yeah, you had to, like, choose.
And some people, like, it sounds like Elizabeth Woodville's, like, their whole life was like this. You
this
know?
Whole
life.
Yeah.
Oh, my
this
God.
This was her whole life. Yep.
That's so stressful. Like, for your life. You're not playing, like, for money or, like, something. Like, no. This is, like, you are choosing
you are
a side
betting
for your fucking
for,
life.
Yeah. You could, at the very, like, at the least, have all your land stripped from you.
Yeah.
and be fucked over that way. And then kings have to be careful too, because they have to figure out, like, okay, well, I'm a king who just usurped the throne. Like, I just took over, right?
So stressful.
Who of these people who were against me do I pardon, hoping they are, like, grateful for that and switch to my side?
Come back around,
Yep, to try to heal the country.
Yeah.
And what people can I never trust again?
Yeah.
And I have to execute.
Yep. What people can I spare that can all be together and not rally against me later on?
Exactly. Who will not try to get the throne back?
Right. Yeah. After all that thankfulness wears off.
This is the forever problem of Edward, we will see.
Game of Thrones.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jaquetta gives birth to her and Daddy Woodville's first baby, the first of 13 children. Elizabeth Woodville.
Oh.
She is born in Northamptonshire in probably 1437.
Okay.
Only a few years after her parents were married. And she grew up being taken care of by nurses here in Northamptonshire.
Okay.
And playing with her many siblings.
Just so many siblings.
Yeah.
Playing with, taking care of them.
Yeah, right. Like, there's just, there's kids fucking everywhere.
And just everywhere.
Yeah. Including Anthony and John. Okay. Who were the next two born after her.
Okay.
And then she also has, the next sister is Margaret, who she's pretty close with.
Okay.
So Elizabeth celebrated major, this is just like fun. I just wanted to like mention this. She like would have looked forward to celebrating major holidays like Christmas and Easter. For Easter, they would do the just so wholesome tradition of women hawking men and also sometimes men hawking women. Hawking was basically kidnap and ransom for funsies.
What? Wait. I kind of want to be hawked a little bit. Right. If I know it's coming for...
Right?
For like the resurrection of Christ.
Hawking. Babe, we're out here hawking. I give it 10 years max till the word hawking is like current day slang. Maybe not for specifically this.
Yeah,
again, something. But for something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawking
yeah.
is going to come back.
Oh my God. Kidnapped for Jesus.
Yeah, just. Yeah. He has risen. I am kidnapped. Please pay the fine.
Yeah.
Or who knows?
Or who knows?
I don't know what happens if they don't.
Oh my God.
So yeah, they literally tie each other up with rope.
Make
others pay for them to be released. But for fun.
Yeah, like just for fun.
Just for funsies.
Yeah, like just Christmas, to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, at Christmas they'd have like, it literally was, the book was like, at Christmas they'd have like a roasted hog's head, and then at Easter they would kidnap and ransom each other. It's like, you know, okay.
Yeah. Sure. Very different vibes. Like, listen, we're all just trying to make it through the winter right now.
Springtime! Let's fucking kidnap some people.
Planned, anticipated grudge. Let's go. Fun.
But
okay.
It's just for fun.
What culture?
Yeah, but Elizabeth herself is like made to be queen from the get-go. She's one of those. Yeah.
Ooh, she was just born with that queen thing.
Smart. Cunning, poised, a Slytherin. She's a Slytherin.
Okay, obviously. Love it.
Mm-hmm. And she cared a lot for her family, especially her siblings. Whether that be like chosen family who she marries into, whether that be like the family she was born into, like she cares about her family. She's a family person.
Loyalty.
She is loyal.
That's what we're here for, Earl of Warwick.
Exactly. She takes care of her people.
Yeah.
If she's going to switch, it's because her loyalty to someone else is stronger than her loyalty to that king.
Right.
Like
her family.
Like her family.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
That's foreshadowing for sure. So her parents, like a lot of nobility, didn't have the heaviest of hands in raising her. Mm-hmm. They weren't around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So again, she was raised by nurses, and that was just until she was about 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, she was sent off to live with another family of nobility, which was like very common at this time.
The English, like, see you later.
Here,
child, like, of nobility. Let me send you to this other noble house so they can teach you how to be noble.
Yeah, it's like,
but not us, though.
But not us.
We're taking this other family's noble kid, and he's going to come live with us, and we're going to teach them.
Why
is it's like
Tracy's on kids, I guess. Yeah, like, I know that, like, I've been raising you for 7 years, but bye.
Yep, kid swap.
Yep, exactly. Like,
let's see how you... Like, let's see how you do in a totally different environment.
That's basically why they were doing it. It's like, because it taught them, it gave them, like, perspective, but it also taught them self-reliance, independence. But the big thing, obviously, was the connections it forged. Because, like, now Elizabeth is growing up in the House of the Greys. Okay. And so now she's forging this like strong relationship with this family, mm-hmm. which works out for everybody. One, because the Greys' home was not too far from Grafton, which is the name of Elizabeth's home, which okay. is in Northamptonshire.
Grafton, I love that.
Yeah. So it wasn't too far, so Elizabeth was able to go home and visit pretty
yeah,
often.
That's nice.
Which is like not like something that like with the Catherine episodes, like she left, she saw her sister one more time yeah, and then like and never saw again. Family yeah. again. And that was it.
Yeah. So that's nice.
But Elizabeth saw her family so much throughout her life. Like her family was everything. You they could, got to be close with her.
You like picture her younger siblings like seeing the carriage come up, you know, be like,
oh my gosh,
back!
Because you know she's like, probably like 20 yeah. and she's still got like a 2-year-old sibling
oh,
over
yeah,
there
yeah, yeah.
because there's 13 of them.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, so it's real
being,
cute
like, the oldest of that many too.
The oldest like, and so. Like being the eldest girl and the eldest period yeah. of that many, like of course she was meant to be queen.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
doing
yeah.
that in her daily life.
Hello.
Well, yeah. That's the type of person that's meant to be a queen.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also a perfect arrangement because the Woodvilles and the Greys wanted to hook Elizabeth up with the eldest Grey boy, Thomas.
Yeah. Okay.
And for all intents and purposes, they seem to like each other.
Okay.
There seem to be no problems.
Okay.
With this deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, this is great for Thomas because Elizabeth is beautiful. She's mm-hmm. like naturally just blonde, yeah. fair-skinned, like all the ideals of the time, like yeah, yeah. that's Elizabeth. And she's very accomplished, she's really intelligent, and you know, she's learning on a day-to-day, like it went through their day-to-day schedule.
Ooh.
Which like that was something that like it hurt every part of me to cut out, but I'll just like real quick, you know, like supper, they have like dinner at like 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then supper's at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And like just because like the sun goes down, your day's over, baby.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she's like being tutored for a good portion of the day. She's learning mathematics, how to run the estate for when Thomas is away. Like mm-hmm. she's an intelligent lady. She's learning a lot.
Ready for this. She's ready to run that household at a high noble scale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She'll fulfill her duty very well.
God, she's my queen.
Oh, she's so great. It's not clear when they were married. They were definitely young, possibly like 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
And back then, man, like that was 12 was
right.
like go time.
Yeah. And in this book, the author does mention like that sounds young.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for sure. For this time, it still was, like, fairly young.
It's pretty young, yeah.
Not unheard of.
Right.
By a long shot. Like, not unheard of.
Right, yeah.
Because Elizabeth gives birth to their first son only a year after they got married, which means she would have been maybe possibly 13.
Yeah.
Which sounds crazy and maybe impossible, but we have to consider that Margaret Beaufort,
yep.
mother of Henry the VII,
mm-hmm.
gave birth when to him?
Yes.
When she was 13.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It happens.
And got pregnant at 12, yeah.
And got pregnant at 12.
Yeah.
See, there it is.
There it is, yeah.
Yep. So,
Swallow the ick.
Swallow the ick. So that, it is possible. It's also possible she was a little bit older. We don't know. But she was definitely in her teens.
Yeah.
Like, probably early teens.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great that she married Thomas too, because at this time her family lost a lot of their wealth. She grew up in the lap of luxury, and then that like all goes away because the Hundred Year War ends and her family loses all their French lands.
Oh my god.
Because of that.
God, yeah. So much war. Just like
so many wars. Stop
just
it.
Their whole lives.
Can't we just all get along, you guys?
Can we all just like stand in a field, a big flower grass?
Yeah. And it's so hard because it's one of those things where like, stop worrying. Can't we all get along? But then I'm like looking at like Richard Plantagenet being like, Henry, you're terrible at this.
Yeah, just let me do it, bro.
Yeah, like this yeah. is going to get so much worse if I just let you keep kinging this shit.
Yeah.
Like, and so, okay, get
no,
it.
No, it is hard.
It.
And then, like, no, it makes you pick a side. Then, like, other people, like, come in and why they want it is, like, something that's, like, not, you know.
So
and it's
stupid.
Like, no, I don't like you.
Exactly. Yeah. But, like, I feel,
yeah.
sitting here right now, I will say, I feel that Richard Plantagenet, like, was in the right here.
Yeah.
Like, okay. from the information I have from this book.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe if I read more about the War of the Roses, which will probably never happen, I will change my mind.
Yeah.
But, like, Henry wasn't doing a good job. People were suffering.
Yes, we've seen in our podcast what happens under a bad king.
Exactly.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it kind of, and he's like, listen, I'm the next closest thing to being the heir.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, they're cousins. They're literally cousins.
Right.
So, yeah.
This is why having that solid heir and a spare and all of that becomes so important to the Tudors coming forward. It's not just feeling a boy because boys rule. Like, it's so complicated.
It is. There's so much to it.
So much.
As we saw in the boys, the princes in the tower.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth is now a wife and soon a mother. Like I said, she gives birth to a baby boy 1 year after getting married. So she's like really fulfilling her duty, which obviously that part isn't a choice, but she was really doing the damn thing.
Her
like
this
mama
too. She's on her way to have 13 kids.
Exactly.
Like, just like mom, you know? Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then she gives birth to another son not long after that. So she's got Thomas and Richard, which like
fertile.
Yeah. Thomas and Richard, because her husband's Richard's Thomas, and then like we've already talked about two prior Richards, God. But I'll like simplify it if I have to going forward if I need to bring Thomas and Richard up a ton. But these are her boys from her first marriage.
From her first marriage,
yep.
Okay,
because as we know, like Elizabeth will go on to be queen.
Oh yeah, God. Hello. Okay, yeah.
Thomas
I'm like
Gray.
So in it right now.
Right, exactly.
You know? I'm like, okay, we're 13.
This fucked me up because I was like, oh, like I don't know where my brain was at because I knew that she eventually becomes queen, and I know that Thomas Gray never becomes king.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading this and I'm like, oh yeah, and the parents, like the families, are setting up this like marriage between Thomas Gray and Elizabeth Woodville, and I was just thinking to myself like, oh, but that's obviously not going to end up going through.
Yeah.
And then it does.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
Thomas.
She's having kids.
Oh, Thomas.
Oh, damn. Yep.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, Thomas. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, buddy. I would do that with Catherine, too. I would be like, oh, my God, no shit. They're going to send a ship to come pick her ass up and take her out of England right now. It's like, oh, wait. No.
No.
Yep. She stays there. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, you just get so... Books!
Yeah.
You just get so...
You get so sucked into... I definitely get so sucked into it. And Maddie does too. Maybe like we just need like I don't even know. I like researching through books.
I do too.
The most information, but
ugh,
I do
I
get
love
like
it so much.
So emotionally invested.
Yeah.
It's bad. But yeah, so we don't even know the year the boys were born.
Okay.
Ugh. But a couple years apart
and
a couple years after they got married.
Yeah.
But this period being with Thomas is like a continuation of the peace that she's experienced through her childhood. She had a good childhood.
Yeah.
Like, she was provided for.
Yeah.
Her family did get poorer, but they're still making it through
right
now.
Yeah.
And she's with Thomas, and he's okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, she's doing fine for herself right now.
Yeah.
Her boys are healthy. They're doing well.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, this is a good period of her life.
Still close to home. Yeah.
Yeah. And...
Okay.
We know that won't last.
Oh, shit.
Things take a turn. Mm-hmm. At the first battle of St. Albans that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode.
Uh-huh.
This is the battle, right? This starts the War of the Roses.
Oh, fuck, okay.
Yes. The Lancastrians versus the Yorkists.
Yes.
Lancastrians, again, Henry the VI.
On the throne right now.
On the throne at this moment when this battle starts.
Doing terribly, yes.
Doing terribly. On the other side is Richard Plantagenet. Yorkists.
Yes.
He's the Duke of York.
Yes. Yep. Who's been ruling pretty much, just not as the king.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So, during this battle,
yes,
is when Henry loses his throne to Richard Plantagenet.
Yes.
So, Richard has now taken over. Yeah, he is not king, but he has taken over.
Yes. Wonder why that choice was made. Okay.
Odd
to not take that
extra step. There's just like so many battles going on. I'm sure things were so wishy-washy that it's like, is he ruling?
Know.
Now Henry's back? Like, I don't know.
People still haven't even gotten the information yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like too busy battling. I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
If I get more, or if Maddie does like get more into the War of the Roses, like we will clarify that. But this is just what we need to know is that happens. And then 5 years later, Richard Plantagenet dies.
Uh-huh.
this doesn't stop the Yorkist cause.
Okay.
They're still like, no, we don't want Henry VI on the throne.
Yes.
Also, we've got him. He's ours. Henry's ours. He's with us. Yeah. Like, he is captured.
He's just been here, yeah.
Yeah. So they name his son, Richard Plantagenet's son, mm-hmm. Edward IV,
okay.
his heir.
Okay.
And now they're fighting for him to be king.
Okay.
So this comes to a head, once again, at the second Battle of St. Albans.
Okay.
And remember, this we're now at like 6 years past the first Battle of St. Albans.
Okay.
So the War of the Roses has been going on for a bit.
Yeah. That's a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
Meet us at the same place.
Yep. Same place, same time. Yeah. Let's go. Thomas Gray's there this time.
Mm-hmm.
And he is killed.
Okay.
Fighting for the Lancastrian cause.
Okay.
Yes.
Henry VI.
He dies fighting for the Lancastrian cause, but the Lancastrians do win this battle.
Okay.
Henry VI is returned to the throne.
Okay. I'm sure he's doing great mentally.
Listen, when this battle ended, they go to get him. He's like back there sitting under a tree singing to himself.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's not okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
okay.
Really the only thing that can get Henry VI through is his wife, Margaret Beaufort, who is like a bullheaded woman takes care of shit. She is like
terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Say it. Yeah. She's so much. She'd be a great episode for in the distant future when we get back to all this. Maybe whenever I do anything like Tudor adjacent, it'll all be this like embryonic stage shit. Like, it'll just be like the people who like led to your time, Maddie.
It's not just my time.
So he's returned to the throne, and now Elizabeth is a single mother of two and a widow in her early 20s.
Okay.
Winning side.
Sorry.
Now the winning side.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lucky.
So Elizabeth goes to live with her mom back in her childhood home of Grafton.
Okay.
In Northamptonshire. Okay. But things aren't solid there for long because Edward IV... Okay. Richard Plantagenet's son. He's got his daddy's fire in him, and he is fighting the fuck to get this throne.
Okay.
Yeah, he is not backing down. He's not like, well, that was my dad's cause, not mine. That's my daddy's dream. Like, no, this is his too.
This is his, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that dude. Get him off the throne.
Yeah.
My dad's dead. It's me now.
Yeah.
So he wants to regain his family's position, and this sucks because, like, this was a big battle, like, for Edward IV that, like, he's come in, like, they lost. It's bad.
Okay.
And another battle, they beat the Lancastrians.
Okay.
And Edward is crowned King Edward IV of England.
He wasn't doing that bullshit.
Nope. He's like, crown me now. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh, this flip-flops, like, perfectly.
Oh my god, this is why
so
I'm
far.
Like, yep,
yeah,
back and forth and back and forth.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, we're back to the Yorkists are winning. They have crowned their king.
Yes.
Edward IV.
Richard's son.
Yes.
Yes.
The young man, yeah, late teens right now.
Okay. He won that shit.
And so now the Woodvilles should be in a precarious position because they're now on the losing side again.
And now we're on the losing side.
Uh-huh. But it ends up all fine for the Woodvilles here because if Edward wants to continue to be king, he can't just kill everybody against him.
Mm-hmm.
That would cause chaos. It would be very difficult to do. Ideally, he should switch people to his side so that some order is maintained, less battles have to be fought, and hopefully he has more people on his side when these battles are fought.
Right.
And then, like, killing people can create a martyr out of them. It's hard.
Yeah.
So it's a hard choice to make. We say that all the time with royalty. Like, who do you choose to be like, you're dead, you stay, you're good, you're not? Like,
no one's your friend.
No.
Like, it's hard.
There is nothing that proved to me more than this goddamn book that you can't, and the princes in the tower, that you can't fucking trust.
You can't trust
anybody. Buddy.
And that's life. That's every fucking day.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot escape it.
Because as we will see, Edward IV's brother is so trustworthy all through Edward's life. The most trustworthy.
Oh, fuck.
And then he just fucks it all up.
God, yeah. Duh.
So this is really, really great for the Woodvilles, because during that last battle where they took over, Daddy Woodville and Antony, the oldest brother, were captured and are now prisoners of war.
Oh my God.
But
with your son,
that would be awful. Like, yeah, wanting to like have his back, and like, are they even together? Like, who knows?
Oh God. Okay.
But, it's okay, because the Woodvilles, Edward the Fourth, clocks them as like, they'll switch to my side.
Okay.
And so he's like, he pardons them.
Thank God.
He releases Daddy Woodville and Antony.
Oh my God.
Providing that they become Yorkists. Uh-huh. And everyone comes to an agreement. And everything's good with the Woodvilles.
Okay.
Elizabeth is still, though, a widow of two young boys. And she's still pretty young.
Yeah.
She's still, like, not in a great position right now.
Yeah.
But her family's doing okay. I mean, they're not prisoners of war anymore.
Right,
so they're
doing
okay.
Yeah. Kind of forced to switch sides there a little bit. But what can you do?
Yeah. So she kind of has her, like, first test of, like, being head of a household, like, making decisions.
Yeah. Oh, God.
By trying to set up her sons, like, set up some secure marriages for them, right?
Yes.
And she just, like, fails.
Oh, no.
So she tries to, it's like a whole complicated deal of like the heir and the spare kind of thing, right? Of like, my son will marry your daughter. And then if he dies within this amount of time, then my other son will marry this daughter. And then if she dies, blah, blah, blah. And so it's like, it was
all
this whole thing
place,
that she was proposing to the Hastings family.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, nope.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yep. And so she realized like, I will not succeed at everything I do. And this is really hard.
Okay.
This is like, she was prepared as best as she could. She's very smart.
Yeah.
But you need that experience of failing sometimes,
yep,
right?
You sure do.
And she's feeling pretty down.
Okay.
She's a widow. Her dad and her brother have only barely been released as prisoners of war. And now her attempts to marry her boys into the Hastings family have failed. Like, this is feeling like a bit of a low.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. How are we going to handle it, Elizabeth?
Well, here's where we get to speculate and gossip a little bit.
Oh, fun. Okay, okay.
This is my switch from gossiping about history to talking about historical gossip.
Okay.
So, like, the rumors of, like, how they met.
Uh-huh.
So, the story goes is that Edward IV is out hunting. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth has herself posted up under, I think it was called, like, it was, like, the Queen's Tree or something. It was, like,
posted.
Yeah, she posts up under this tree because she knows he's going to come by.
Oh, my God.
And so he comes across this beautiful widow standing in the woods crying. She has both her sons on either side of her holding their hands tightly, just bawling. And he comes up to her and he's like, okay, cutie patootie, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like,
sweet thing.
Yeah, how can I help? And because his love at first sight, baby. Like,
yeah,
he immediately is like,
part of that family I just pardoned.
Right. Come can here. I white knight for you for a bit here?
Yeah. Oh, Edward.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. And so she tells him of all her troubles, and she hasn't been able to secure this marriage for her sons into the Hastings family. It's been really hard for her. And she's like, can you talk to the Hastings and say that you approve of this? Because that would mean everything.
Yeah. One sentence for you, life-changing
for me.
Yeah, come on.
And Edward's like, forget about your son's matches. What about a match for you? Because my man has fallen hard right away. He's like, that's my girl.
The maiden under a tree trope.
Right.
Or I guess not maiden, technically. The mother under a tree trope.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Light shining through the leaves.
Oh, like, she looks so pretty.
Little leg
making
out.
Her golden hair, like, just glow in the sun. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
And he's like, I'll get you all set up.
Oh,
and then, like, then you have better matches for your sons. You can
Hastings.
Just be my friends with benefits.
Oh,
and
live
a life with me.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
And Elizabeth Anne Boleyn's this shit, and she's like, "Fuck no,
atta girl.
I am not going to be the mistress to a king, especially an unmarried king. Like, you're also available,
right? Yeah, fuck you, dude.
If you want me, marry me, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
I'm noble as shit.
Let's go. Yeah, but this dude's a teenager, and he's like, that's a big commitment for me.
Jesus Christ.
But no, he loves her.
Yeah.
And so she knows her worth. She's like, I know, like, yeah, she's down about the Hastings thing.
Yeah.
But she knows that she's a capable woman. She knows she's smart.
Yeah.
And she knows that she could be a queen. Ugh. Like, she feels capable to do that. She knows she can trace her lineage back to Charlemagne.
Uh-huh.
And that if he wants her, he's going to have to marry her. And she tells him that. One story goes that they even, like, put a knife to her throat and said, like, be his mistress or else.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, bitch. Absolutely
love
not.
Love that version.
I love it and I hate it because I would like to assume that, like, Edward would be like, get your paws off my girl.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch her.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe he didn't know that was happening or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, but I also love that, like, even a knife to her throat, she's no.
Yep. Like, absolutely good for her.
Like, couldn't be me. I'd be like, I'd
take it. Yeah. Literally the first second he'd be like, I think you're pretty. I'd be like, can I be your mistress?
Yeah, I'll be your mistress right
you
now.
You think I'm pretty?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the boys, you guys will be fine now. Like,
yeah,
we'll,
like,
be provided
get them
for
a good marriage. I'll be your mistress. Don't be getting in any battles and losing.
That's the thing. Like, you keep that throne.
Yeah.
This is scary.
It's scary. No, it's really scary.
Yeah, nothing's solid right now.
Wow, what a fucking power move.
But yeah, yeah. And Edward's like, I can't live without her.
Okay.
I'll do whatever. I'll marry you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah,
and so, cool. And he's like, he's not like, oh, fine. I really want you now. He's like, okay.
It's sure. Like, okay, yeah.
Fine.
Let's get married then.
Yeah. So meanwhile, God, here we go. Richard Neville.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
A.K.A. Earl of Warwick. A.K.A. The Kingmaker is his...
Okay, the Kingmaker?
That was his nickname.
That's a fucking cool nickname.
That is the fucking coolest nickname.
And we don't like him, right?
No, unfortunately.
Damn, because...
Sorry, because the Kingmaker...
That's really cool.
But, like, the Kingmaker would be, like, some slimy little, right? Like,
I picture him to look like... oh, my God, I forgot his name. The bad guy in Ever After.
Oh, my God,
like,
yep.
Sitting there, like, at the end in his stupid castle and his black and silver bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
With that dumb look on his face.
Oh, he had, like, the weird slimy mustache.
Yeah, like his weird little...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's totally... That's how I imagine him, too. Yeah. Like, just some slimy motherfucker. Okay, he's another Richard. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm going to call him Warwick.
Yeah.
And with all the Warren going on,
mm-hmm.
he's wicking it. Like, yeah, no, it makes sense.
Okay.
We're going to call him Warwick.
Cool. Ooh, God, I know that name and know nothing about it.
Really? Oh. Because he's got a lot more to him. A lot. Because he's been involved in all of this. He's been, like, the one capturing Henry. Okay. Like, he's in this.
Okay, so he's, like, a full-blown, like... adult, like he be doing.
Oh,
like,
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's actually Edward the Fourth's right hand man. Right.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
He had such a big hand in making Edward the king that is where he got Kingmaker from.
So he is on the York side.
Currently, yes.
Okay.
On the Yorkist side. So,
it's because Margaret Pole, remember? And the Earl of Warwick. And
oh,
all of that
my
shit.
God.
And so I'm like so interested to know. About
okay.
this.
Yep, yep. I will give you the information about him that, like, pertains
right, yeah,
to
yeah,
her,
yeah.
But it's quite a bit. Like,
right, yeah, yeah. Hearing the name come up at all is, like, exciting for me, so.
He fucking hates Elizabeth Woodville.
Ugh.
He hates her.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he hates her so much.
Okay.
And here's where it starts.
Ooh.
So, as Edward's right-hand man, he's been trying to secure a good marriage for him.
Uh-huh.
one that will strengthen his claim to the throne, possibly, like, to a foreign noble who will help create an alliance with another country.
Mm-hmm.
Marrying Elizabeth, who, yes, she is, like, old money, right? Like,
Charlemagne.
She's, yeah, yeah, Charlemagne, baby. She doesn't have a lot of influence, though.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Really, in the grand scheme of things, Elizabeth is just some bitch.
Okay.
Like, at this time, in Warwick's head.
In
and
Warwick's head.
To the whole council's head. Like,
right,
they're
yeah.
like, she's just some bitch.
He's looking for some political matches.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Which, like, fair enough.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You have
someone
to do that.
Someone at his level, okay, yeah.
Exactly.
He seems ambitious, Kingmaker.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
Okay.
Oh, he's got so many ambitions. So, yeah, marrying Elizabeth is not going to fly for Warwick. But Eddie Boy don't give a fuck.
Okay.
That's his girl right there.
That's a joke.
Edward the Fourth is... on his way to go fight the Lancastrians for the millionth time, right?
Yeah,
he's on his way to a battle.
Yeah.
the army's, they're hiking through
yeah
the countryside.
Oh God.
And he sneaks away one night from his boys.
Oh.
And with Jaquetta, Elizabeth's mother, mm-hmm. as their witness, he marries Elizabeth in secret. And then they bang it out, consummate their marriage.
Okay.
Yep. To just take care of it. It's official.
Yeah.
So Edward IV is like, he's gone off and he's married her. He doesn't give a fuck what Warwick thinks. Because remember, Warwick is Edward IV's right-hand man. And yeah. his plan is to set Edward up with an advantageous marriage that helps the country, helps secure Edward's position.
Right.
And therefore Warwick's position too.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what a good friend. Yeah. But no.
No. He okay. wants Edward. Yeah. Warwick wants Edward to stay on the throne.
Yeah.
Because then Warwick stays in power too.
Hell yeah. Okay.
But now Edward wants to marry Elizabeth yeah. and that's not a good match. And Warwick's like, I don't want her any part of your life. And Edward's like, I don't fucking care. And he marries her anyways in secret. And so, yeah, he marries her. They consummate it. Edward comes back and his men are like, hey, dude, where the fuck have you been? And Edward's like, I wasn't doing anything. I was just hunting and shit.
Like, puts his left hand up and like runs his leg. Oh, nothing.
Nothing, you guys. Just like dangling yeah. in front of them.
Oh, is that a new watch yeah. or whatever?
Do I have watches. Something on my nail? Yeah, would God. You look? Oh my God, Edward, is that a ring? What happened?
Okay, no, what really happened?
But no, he's like, just hunting and shit, you guys. Man stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go kick some Lancaster ass.
Yeah.
And his men probably, like, exchange skeptical glances yeah. and are like, okay.
Yeah, let's go try to stay alive. We'll dig into that.
Yeah, one. Exactly. And yeah. they go off and they war and they battle some more.
Yeah, yeah.
As one does.
Yes.
And so for 5 months, Edward IV and Elizabeth Woodville keep their relationship a secret.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long time. Yeah. And again, like, a lot of this is, like, this is the story that has been told over and over and over again. Yeah. There's no, like, historical proof that this is what happened, but, like,
well, this is spill the meat, no, and we're going to give you.
Yeah, there's the no historical version. Proof it didn't happen either. Exactly. So eat my ass.
Eat my ass.
And enjoy this nice story.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Oh, my God.
So, Jaquetta is, like, God, such a real one.
Every time you see it.
Great mama.
Yeah.
And, like, and listen, she, of course, is going to be a believer in true love.
Oh, my God.
After her relationship
absolutely.
With her husband. Like,
absolutely.
No, of course. Like, she went and did this same shit. She went yeah, and she married did. In secret and then was like, surprise!
Yeah. She did, yeah. yeah. Like, consequent me, bitch.
Exactly.
I stand by my man.
Exactly. I found the person I'm in love with and I am sticking by them and I'm going to marry his ass. Yeah, she God. Did that. And so she's like, Elizabeth, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I love your father. Yeah. We have 13 beautiful children.
No fucking children.
You go marry that king, bitch. And I'm sure that is a part of it. Like, yeah. also, he's the fucking king.
Also, he's the fucking king.
But Jaquetta's also just a real one.
Just to, like, recap, that does make her the fucking queen.
That does
but,
make
like,
her the queen.
But still, like, no, the romanticism gene is there.
Oh.
Like, is passed down.
And, like, just continues as uh-huh. we will see. Like it just keeps going. Yeah, they're doing great. Like when it comes to their relationships, they're like picking well. And again, Elizabeth, I don't think that her first husband, Thomas Grey, was like the love of her life. I do think it was Edward IV. But again, they didn't seem to have like a bad relationship though
right, yeah.
in the time that he was alive.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they seemed to be good.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad match. Like, it
exactly.
just wasn't what was supposed to be.
But he wasn't Edward.
It was that first love.
Exactly. She was
one.
So young. And,
yeah.
Yep. But Jaquetta would smuggle Elizabeth to wherever Edward was, and they would spend time together. And then Edward would make as many excuses as possible to visit Grafton, where Elizabeth was
oh
living,
God.
To see her during daylight hours.
When oh, he could. My God.
Yeah. And then Edward's council, Warwick especially, started putting major pressure on Edward to marry oh, Bona of Savoy.
Oh my gosh!
Just okay. keeps coming back up.
He's like, guys, I can't do that. There's just like this really bad leak, like back over. Yeah. I gotta go deal with
that. I've gotta go do some stuff.
God,
I have
Grafton, man.
I have plans. Yeah.
Grafton really needs me. They said that they like picked up some stuff for me at Costco while they were out, and I gotta go pick that up. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Anyways, hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? So he finally is like, when they're putting major pressure on it. And so Edward's finally like, yeah, I'm already married. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoops, like 5 months ago, we've consummated it.
Yeah.
It's happening. And it's also over.
Like, I'm the king.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so the council responds with, sorry?
Oh, fuck. The council's going to goddamn hate this. One thing we know about councils is when you go behind them, they're like.
And don't let, like, literally did not take their opinion into account. At all.
No. They're fairly, again, I love this story and I'm here for love. The romanticism gene runs through me.
Oh, yeah. So
good. But, like, they did have some good points there.
100%.
So, like.
They totally did.
So, yeah.
And I'm actually going to, like, go through those in a bit here.
Oh, like, good.
The things going for Elizabeth and the things against her.
Yeah. Because, right, again, this is, yeah, it's not her fault.
No.
It's just kings. It's hard, man.
It's just hard.
It's a shitty situation to be in a lot of the time for kings and queens.
Yep. So, again, that's some historical gossip. We don't actually know how much of that actually played out. What we do know for sure is that they got married in secret.
Okay.
We do know for sure that the council and Earl of Warwick were fucking pissed.
Okay.
And that eventually Edward had to say, hey guys, I'm actually married.
Ooh,
yeah. It's just like the little details of like the knife to the throat. She's under the tree and she's crying. Like, all it's those little things. Yeah, that we're not sure about.
Oh my God, to be in the room when he told them. Like, I wonder what words he used, you know? Like, if he just said it. Like, or if he like kind of beat around the, like, I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, I kind of like, there's a part of me that like hopes that he was like, I didn't listen to any of you. I married Elizabeth and none of you are ever going to say a fucking thing to me about it again. Got it? Like, stand that by your girl.
Exactly what I want.
Yep. Edward, yeah. I want him to be like, I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Yep.
It's over. What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would hope he, like, just had her back and everything, you know?
He seems, like, so in it with her.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Ooh, but I wonder. Okay.
But, again, that's historical gossip. We don't know how much of that, like, actually happened, but I like the little details.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, that all happened. The secret wedding, all of it.
Yes.
But if we're going to be super fucking for real.
Mm-hmm.
It makes way more sense that Edward IV married Elizabeth because he loved her. Because, like I said, there was no real political advantage Edward would be able to see at this point. Like, does she end up making a great queen, in my opinion? Yes.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't really know that.
God, yeah, I know. Other than, like, having, like, the fertility. Like, she was married to her first husband, like, for a short period of time. Her parents!
Yeah.
You know, like, other than that. But, I mean, God, I guess that really only matters if...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'll, like, real quick here, I'm going to, like, say, like, why I think it's a good thing and why I think that thought it's a bad thing,
right?
So, like, yeah, I think he only would have married her for love.
Uh-huh.
We know Elizabeth's parents were a love match. Who's to say she didn't follow in their footsteps?
Yeah.
And as time goes on, it's clear that Jaquetta approved of the relationship between Edward and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And, like, of course she would have, because, like we said before, Edward was king, but also... Mama wanted for her girl what she had.
Right.
And what we do know for sure is that the marriage was unexpected. It was hasty.
Yes.
And the council, Warwick, were pissed.
Yeah.
They look dumb. And they feel like the king isn't taking them seriously.
Yeah. What else isn't he going to listen to me?
Exactly.
There is our scapegoat. It's Elizabeth.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And so they look dumb. They feel like the king's not taking them seriously. There's also... a political alliance through marriage, that's out the window. They can't do that anymore.
God.
And so is that hefty dowry they were hoping for from, like, a much wealthier match, right? Because, like, there's a lot of battles going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Expansion.
Yeah, the treasury's looking pretty empty right now.
Wars do be pricey.
Exactly.
Oh, God, I'm so stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. And then on top of that, Elizabeth is a mother of two from a previous marriage. She's 5 years Edward senior, so she is in her... I think she's, like, 24-ish, because they're not sure exactly when she's born.
Right, yeah.
But he's in his late teens.
Okay.
He's probably, like, 19, I think, right now.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's... like about 5 years his senior.
Uh-huh.
And she's a widow to a man who died fighting against Edward.
I was gonna say, this is a big flip. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I can see, again, I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
No, yeah.
Again, I'm on Elizabeth's side 100%, right. But I can see where his counsel is coming from.
I get it.
That looks shady as shit, man.
I 100%
get it. Like, yeah, I do get it, but come on, Elizabeth.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, come through, just be a good queen.
Come on. Win him over, win him over.
Exactly. But, and on top of that, the church still sometimes saw, like, I don't care if you're a widow, you can't remarry. Like, that is still your husband. You will be reunited in heaven with him.
Okay.
Which wasn't always the opinion. Oftentimes, you would get approval from the church to marry anyways.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's okay, like, okay. Wasn't an end-all be-all, but, like,
that's there.
Like, the general opinion the church held.
Right, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which means that, like, oh, well, would the children by them be, like, bastards now? Because she's still technically married to her dead husband,
yeah,
kind of.
Because it's a fucking king, is a. Yeah.
And so that matters a lot.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, there's a lot going against them here, but what's going for them?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So Elizabeth is still of childbearing years.
She sure is.
Yep. That's great. She's clearly capable of conceiving boys, evidence being her existing two male children.
Yep.
Her personality is suited for this role. She understands the English court. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, ugliness was seen as a reflection on your character. Like, an ugly soul equaled an ugly face.
What if that was how it worked?
Whoa. How different would so many people look?
Right.
Wild. Yeah, and being beautiful meant that you were good and pure, and that's super fucking dumb. So is the idea that, like, she had any control over, like, being able to bear children and have them be boys. Right, but
yeah. Yeah, but they think, like, she makes boys.
Exactly.
Like, that is what they are thinking.
That is absolutely.
It, like, is science. Women decide that gender.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Like, there is just an equal possibility she could have just had, like, all girls after that.
Yep.
Or, like, had no children. Yep. Like, this happens.
Yeah. This could have been all Richard. This could have been all, like, first husband.
Oh, yeah.
Know? Like, he is just a boy maker.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Like, what if Edward's a girl?
Yeah, he's a girl guy. Yep. And just has all baby girls. He's a girl dad.
Oh, God, and it's going to come back
but
on her.
That looks good in her favor.
It does. Yes, 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 yes.
Another plus was, this is weird. This can be a plus.
Okay.
Is that her family were supporters of the Lancastrians.
Yeah.
So now it's seen, like, as this forged alliance between the enemy and them. Like, that kind of could help
a
little bit.
What a theme.
Right? Oh, interesting.
Elizabeth.
So this union healed some wounds between families on opposing sides and helped reunify some warring parts of England.
Within your own country.
Within your own country. And people of your country like a queen from their country.
Right. And, like, again, Edward can make a case for that because, like, you want me to ally with another country right now when, like, we can't get our own shit together?
Exactly.
Like, we're all still battling every other day.
Uh-huh.
Let me try to bring that in, like, with this marriage. Like, he could make a
unify our country
solid case for that.
Exactly.
If his counsel was on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still like, not enough.
Okay.
But he's got some. They both have some things going on their side, yeah, Edward and Elizabeth. So not long after the marriage, Elizabeth's family began benefiting from her new station.
Okay.
And this is a whole fucking thing with the Woodvilles. This is why a lot of people did, and some people still do, fucking hate them.
Yeah.
I have my own opinions, which I will probably I won't get into it this episode.
Uh-huh.
I'll just put it out there right now. That I do think that a lot of these family members were given positions because of Elizabeth's position.
That is, like, just so typical.
But that's so typical.
Yep.
This, and the author says that. Like,
yeah.
This is so normal.
Mm-hmm.
This happens all the time. This is what you do. Yes. You want, exactly, you want your family to come up with you.
Right.
Like, to solidify your power. Like, this is so normal. And also, they're fucking qualified. They're smart people.
Yeah. If you're Edward, this works out so perfectly for you. Because, again, like, they're like, at this point right now, no one out there is going to be like, oh my God, and then we can overthrow the king and put her independently on the throne as queen. That's not fucking happening.
Nope. Right now.
They're literally just Edward. Like, yes, they're like, that is her husband. He is giving us this, that in Edward's mind, he's like, no, this is that loyalty that I need that so desperately. Needs.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
This is like family right
and
now.
And you know what? They are more loyal to him, as we will see as time goes on. They are more loyal to him than his birth family.
Yeah.
His own brothers. The Woodvilles stay way more loyal.
I love loyalty.
They have his back.
I love it
forever.
So much.
So no, it was a good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly. We'll get more into that. Yeah.
God,
but the way that her family, the Elizabeth's family, like benefited from her station, really the family ended up overtaking like a lot of the council and the court eventually.
It's a big family.
It's a big family. There's a lot of siblings to give positions to.
And they're good at stuff and they work well together.
That's the thing. And they're also really intelligent and they're good at their jobs and they're loyal.
See where people would hate it, but fuck.
But
though,
they're
you know?
Qualified.
God damn it.
Yeah.
And like, are they doing a good job? You know, like,
exactly.
Let's give them a shot. But again, I hate this so much.
And like, also, in my opinion, Edward objectively like was a good king. Like he was doing
is
a good
okay.
job.
Good. That is yes. great. Context.
Which is why his dad did a good job.
Yeah.
Which is why his dad was like, Henry the sixth,
yeah.
you are not taking back this. I am doing a much better job than you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then Edward the fourth had the same thing going on for him.
He
was doing a good job.
He was, his mind was just set up for this.
Exactly.
Like he was going to be good at it.
And he had so many other things going on. He's like just trying to keep his throne.
No,
if
dude,
he were
yeah.
just left like with no war to just like rule his country, he would have done, I think, a great job.
Great. Okay.
With the Woodvilles by his side.
So that does say I'm sure that he did love her. But like, it sounds like he was capable of making like a kingly decision.
Exactly.
As well. So
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. It wasn't just like some 5 years younger, lovesick puppy. Like,
no.
Like he would have seen the benefits here.
Yes.
And for sure.
I think so for sure. And he does. He makes mistakes going forward. He doesn't always know who to trust. But like,
God,
one of
does?
The good calls he makes is trusting Elizabeth and trusting her family, her dad, her brother.
Oh, God, okay. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
People hated it, though.
Oh, God.
And the Woodvilles are notoriously hated. Just like we did, like, say in the context of like this is a universally hated family at this time,
mm-hmm.
or not completely universally, but like a lot of people hated them.
Yeah.
We compared them to the Guises,
okay.
which like, but the Guises were genuinely terrible. The Woodvilles were more just misunderstood.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They just wanted a reason. Warwick hated her.
Yeah.
He hated the Edward.
Yeah.
Like bypassed his decision.
Yep. That's embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
You
and
have
so
to
he took it out on Elizabeth.
Yep. You have to explain that to Savoy now.
By
exactly.
the way,
I guess he was married and didn't tell us.
Oops.
And that's how on good of terms. Because like who knows what they said to negotiate that. You
exactly.
know? Like that's a huge snub.
Oh, yeah.
A huge blow.
Yep. Exactly.
Like, I mean, fuck this guy for sure.
For
but,
sure. But no, see, that's the thing is like, I can absolutely see both sides
all
here.
All of this is messy and I can, it's not fair and I never think it's fair when people hate the family of the queen that comes in and gets stuff.
Oh
but
my gosh.
If
yeah.
I was in their position, I'd be like, oh no shit, you're going to give it to her brother.
Right.
Of course you are.
That's the
you
thing.
You know, like I get it.
There's the nepotism of it all.
Yeah,
yeah,
God,
it does
oh,
suck.
God, oh, about every side of this is like,
It's like, oh God, okay, I get it. So we will talk more about that later, though.
Oh shit, okay.
But like Margaret, her closest sister in age to her, you know.
Yeah.
She's set up well with an earl.
Oh, beautiful.
Uh-huh. Her brother John, he was the eldest brother who was still unmarried at this time.
Okay.
Because remember, Antony is her oldest brother.
Yes.
He's already married.
Yes, yes.
So John marries the Dowager Duchess of Warwick. So the current Earl of Warwick's aunt.
Okay.
Her brother marries Warwick's aunt.
Okay.
Elizabeth's brother marries Warwick's aunt.
Okay.
The Dowager Duchess. Because do you want some tea on these two?
Hell yeah, I do. Anytime there's a dowager anything,
mm-hmm.
it always comes
Girl,
with
what
a
are you doing?
Piping hop.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure here, because this marriage caused a bit of a scandal.
Yeah.
Because John was in his, like, early 20s, like, probably just, like, 20.
Uh-huh.
When he married the Duchess, Warwick.
Yeah.
And she was in her 60s.
They like their women refined.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She had outlived 3 husbands at
like,
this
why
point.
Do I love that?
Like, I fucking love that. So, she's outlived 3 husbands. Okay. She's in her 60s. He's 20.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
She outlives John, too.
Wow.
Yeah, the last record of, like, some, like, a record of someone saying, like, oh, and then, you know, the Dowager Duchess of Warwick was here.
Yeah.
Like, the last time she was seen. Because there's no record, like, of when she died.
Yeah.
Was in 1483. And John, like, was recorded as having died 14 years prior to that. So she outlived at least 4. I don't know if she remarried after that. I didn't look into it.
God,
but
I hope
she outlived 4 husbands.
And, like, at the time, because, like, 60 now, you know. But at time, like, you're kind of getting there.
Oh,
like,
there.
You know, like, you're, like, in your for later sure. years, you know,
oh, yeah.
as far as this is concerned. And she's just out here.
Still
just
going.
Just, like, taming those 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
I know. She's doing the damn thing.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it wasn't, like, that wasn't, like, normal. That was a scandal.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So soon Elizabeth was coronated as queen.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm going to, like, get into, like, all the details of it.
Oh, yeah.
In the traditional absence of her husband. He was not there. That was, like, very normal at this time. That starts changing with Henry VII.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the husbands would, like, the king would, like, be there, but he'd be, like, hidden. Mm-hmm. But at this time, like, king's not there. She's
yeah.
getting coronated.
Okay.
It's a whole fucking thing. This is days-long event. As we know mm-hmm. from the Catherine of Aragon.
Oh, yeah!
Episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as we know from your episodes, Maddie, like, this yeah. is a whole thing.
A whole thing.
Wow,
and he's not at any of it.
He's not
like the days. Wow, okay, that's interesting, because at first, when you first said it, I thought you meant, like, just the in the church moment,
that's
but wow.
What I thought, I will say, because I was like, okay, but at what point does he show up?
Right.
I did reread that a couple times, and I just did this morning before we started this episode,
yeah.
just to make sure. At no point does the author say, like, and then the king shows up.
Yeah, yeah, and he would have,
so,
I feel.
So, I feel like he would have,
Ooh,
unless,
so
like, he thought, like, we would assume that, like, he shows up at some point, and I didn't. I don't know.
I mean, I
but
guess
as far
maybe,
as I could tell.
If it's, like, a British author, and they're like, you guys know how coronations
right?
work or
yeah.
something, and
yeah,
we're
exactly.
over here, like,
nope. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, days later at this, like, feast, like,
right.
she's sitting, and she has the archbishop on one side of her, and she has, like, another lady on the other side of her, like, it's not her husband, it's
yeah,
not Edward, so I'm assuming he's not there.
Everything that I have ever read Tudor, again, later than this,
yeah.
but everything I've ever read makes a point to say when the king shows up, or the king
right.
and queen, or whatever
exactly.
during a coronation, so if they never specified.
I would say that he wasn't there. And
interesting.
Like, this is a very detailed book.
Yeah,
so that's
wow.
all
for like a technically non-royal
right?
with noble roots and everything, that's like a huge deal.
She's got her own fucking coronation
huge.
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna tell you about her coronation.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna become queen, and then I'm gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
And then the next episode will be like the beginning of her being a queen.
The queenship of it.
Giving birth to the boys in the tower,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Or the princes in the tower. I always say the boys in the tower, don't know why. The princes in the tower, I believe, will be in the next episode too, which that is really interesting, the way that she
I know
where
I
she gives birth and in what circumstance she gives birth to these boys.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
really crazy.
Because I don't remember that episode, but I remember at the end us saying, like, and you can see why Elizabeth would make that decision.
Exactly.
Or you could see why she wouldn't say this or that.
Yep.
But now we're really, really gonna see.
Oh, yeah. Our girl had coming up here, she's gonna have some tough choices to make.
Yeah, goddamn.
Yep. So, first, the scene for her coronation has been set.
Mm-hmm.
Edward IV has knighted 39 men, now known as Knights of the Bath at the Tower. Mainly just known as, like, Knights of the Bath.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a coronation semi-reminiscent of Catherine of Aragon's, the London Bridge was, the drawbridge was first fumigated,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it said they brought in, like, a ton of sand.
Okay.
I don't know if that was, like, for decorative purposes, but they brought in, like, so much sand
okay.
to the London Bridge.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if that's, like, in place of, like, rushes or something, maybe?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe, like, for all the horses or something? Or, like, all the mess of what they thought? Maybe they thought that would be...
Yeah. I don't know. But I was just, like, saying... Was it, like... And it was mentioned in the same sentence as the fumigation. So I'm, like... Was this for, like, cleanliness purposes? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. God, that's interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. So she goes to the London Bridge. There's a tableau there. It's like a stage. And there's angels on it. Their wings made with 900 peacock feathers.
Ooh.
I love that we know that, but not Elizabeth's fucking birthday history.
No, I know, right? Yeah. Love that.
Swallow
so
it.
Much.
Yeah.
Swallow it.
Yep.
I have one more guess on the sand.
Yeah.
Because tell what me. If it's right?
You Ooh, know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell
like,
me.
Like, I don't know. But, okay, remember in the Catherine, sorry to keep bringing up Catherine, but when we're talking about her.
No, this is so relevant. Remember? Like, we just talked about her coronation as the Queen of England. This is a coronation not that much long before this. Like,
right.
Her coronation. This is, like, similar.
I wonder if part of it, huge guess.
Yeah.
Huge speculation. But so remember in hers, it made a point to say, like, and no one got kicked by a horse. That's fucking wild. I wonder if the sand would, like, help, like, slow everything down a little bit. Like, so things weren't, like,
getting all, like, chaotic.
Because there's so many horses. Yeah, yeah, like, maybe that would, like, kind of, like, slow them down a little bit.
I could see that. I could see it.
And, like, keep the kicking to a minimum. Because, again, it's going to get so clogged at certain areas.
Right. Maybe it would be, like, less dusty, too. Right. Like, a little, like, the sand is going to be.
That was better than dirt.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Or, again, maybe it's easier to, like, soak up, like, all of the whatever is going to be going on.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah. Like, there's so many things happening.
Anyways, there's that. That was either one of the smartest things or one of the dumbest things I've ever
no,
said.
No, I like that guess. I think that it could absolutely, like, have practical purposes.
I got, like, things super hyper fixated on the sand. Where are they getting from? How they get there? Anyways, what? Okay.
I get so hyper fixated on the most random things.
Just
I'm so confused
random
about the
fucking
sand.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah
the sand.
Why?
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. But anyways.
Yes.
So celebrations and pageants took place. As we know, it's like the way. As Elizabeth made her way to the Tower of London.
Ooh, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Interesting. Where she was, this is also traditional, she was to spend the night there before her actual coronation.
Mm-hmm.
So the day of, she was escorted to Westminster Palace by an open litter of horses. And the Knights of the Bath, who, you know, were just knighted.
Yep.
They're probably so excited.
Yeah, yeah.
They're dressed in blue gowns with white silk hoods.
Ugh.
And then the next day she wore purple and a jeweled coronet.
Oh my gosh.
As she was carried to Westminster Hall under a canopy made of purple silk. She was carried by four barons.
Ugh.
And then she was followed by, quote, 13 duchesses and countesses dressed in red velvet, 14 baronesses in scarlet and miniver, which is like a, I think it's like a plain white, like, fur trim.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, so I feel like we can
fur trim.
Picture that, right?
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Very regal.
Yeah.
14.
Uh-huh, there's so many. And the ladies of 12 knights, banneret, wearing scarlet.
Ladies and knights.
Yeah, I love all the red.
Lots of red and purple.
So much
what
red and purple.
What an interesting palette.
Right?
Like, I love picturing that.
Yes. So as she entered the abbey, she put down the two scepters that she was holding, and she entered in barefoot, walking on a cloth. And then she passed the choir. She bowed down in front of the archbishop, and he began the service. Mm-hmm. He put oil to her forehead and breast, saying, quote, let the anointing of this oil increase your honor and establish you forever and ever. I think forever and ever is so cute.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever and ever, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And he bestowed upon her regalia, so the royal ring and crown.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, she was put on the throne, and the scepters were returned to her, and they did some religious stuff. They did some gospel. They did mass, as one does. And that was the main ceremony. That's the end of that.
Just, like, wonder, like, how it would feel, like, in all that, like, done up. Like, they weren't wearing that every day, you know? Like,
no.
Done up, like, sitting there on the throne. They hand the scepters and stuff to you. Like, that moment when you're just sitting there.
right?
You know, and all the other stuff goes on. You're like looking out there and like, that moment. Holy shit.
This is happening. This is real.
And like the weird metaphor of like those crowns are so awkward and heavy and everything, like just weighing on you and your hands are full. Like everyone's like, there's just like so much there that I bet is like.
It's a big metaphor right there for sure. God. Like the weight of everything, how uncomfortable it is, the literal and like metaphorical pressure. Oh my God. Yeah, everyone looking at you like, oh my gosh. But through all of it, Elizabeth was so calm, gave a very regal air.
Hell yeah.
And that presented her very well in front of her peers and her subjects as the new queen. So then she was brought to her chamber where she changed into more purple, which is royal color.
Yeah, that's what they chose for her.
Yep. And I bet she looked good in it too.
Probably.
It's one of her colors. It's in her season. Absolutely. She's like a bright spring. I don't know. Her coronation was then celebrated with a feast where 3,000 people, holy God, attended. Okay. Including the Archbishop, obviously. He just did the whole fucking ceremony. Yeah, Jaquetta was there. Ah. Her sister Margaret was there sitting like, I don't know, not right next to her, but like right after that, you know, like a couple seats down.
Exciting too.
You're like sisters there.
Like looking over at her and all her fucking shit. Like what happened today?
Literally, like this was not, this was never in the cards for us. Yeah. Like this level of power, of influence, like, yeah. And yeah, I just imagine them kind of like squealing to each other. Like, oh my God, attack! And then like Elizabeth going back to that like calm demeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah, as she would. So then there's also like judges there, bishops, knights, ladies, the mayor of London. Just like a ton of freaking people. There's 3,000 people 3,000. Here.
3,000, yeah.
Probably not the king though, apparently.
Yeah. Again, crazy. It seems like that would have been mentioned, but yep. I don't know.
But no, like you'd think he'd be sitting next to her or something. Nope. He wasn't even mentioned.
This isn't about him.
Yeah. So they ate only 3 courses. This is like just random fun fact. I thought that was like a surprisingly few amount of courses.
It does seem
royal coronation.
Yeah, I thought that they like had a line of people that like would walk up like dish it after dish.
Okay, so it was confusing until I read that the first course had 17 dishes.
Oh, okay.
The second course had 19.
Oh my God.
And then the last course had a meager 15.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, just that.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's insane.
So,
I mean, 3,000 people, but wow.
3,000 people, but that's a lot of dishes.
That is so much.
You can only get, like, a tiny little bite out of all those dishes if you want to try it all.
People made that. Like, people, like, were stuffed in that fucking kitchen, like, for God knows how long, cranking that shit out.
Like, and, like, this is a royal coronation. Like, these are... These are some classy bitches here.
Oh, yeah.
This is like best of the meat. Best. You know, this is not just dried food. This is not just pickled foods. No. Like, this is fresh ass food, roasted meats. Love it. So the entire coronation ceremony finally wrapped up on the next day with a tournament.
Oh, I love it.
I like a joust, all that good stuff. Yeah. The winner was awarded with a ruby ring that the queen presented to him.
Love that. Uh-huh.
And then the woman for who all intents and purposes should have married a lowly knight and lived a simple life running her household was now Queen of England.
Whoop whoop.
And that is all you get for Elizabeth for today.
Yay!
Yep, there's our girl.
I love it, love it, love it.
So there's just her intro. We still have, like, her whole life as being queen. And spoiler, after that.
Yeah.
Because there is life afterwards.
There is life afterwards.
Yeah. But we'll do a little quick fresh cup before we say goodbye. Bye.
Bye, though.
That's not bye.
Just
that's
real quick. God, oh, yeah, just hold on.
Hold on. Not bye, but bye. Okay, now it's time for a fresh cup.
Yay.
And it's just like a little dumb one because I've taken up plenty of time talking about Elizabeth. So we'll do just this fun one.
Okay,
this is from Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Reddit doctors, tell us about a patient you've encountered who had such little common sense that you were surprised they'd survive this long.
Oh, God.
So, top comment is, dialysis patient on fluid restriction comes in with severe volume overload.
Oh, God.
When asked how much water he drinks, you're going to hate this so much, he insists he's only drinking 8 ounces a day. The nurse pressed him a little more, and he finally admitted to drinking a gallon of milk a day.
No. No, he didn't. No.
He didn't realize milk counted as a fluid.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just like goes to the grocery store and buys like gallons upon gallons of milk.
Yeah, that's so much.
Oh my god, ew.
Okay, next one. Patient came in to have their denture repaired. I asked to see it. They said they didn't have it. Where is it? They said, no one told me to bring it in. Do you not also bring your car to the mechanic?
What? Yeah, like, can you fix it, though?
Like I did. What?
Yes. Where is it?
Did you just want me to say yes, and now you're going to go, like, go what?
Yeah, like a follow-up appointment? Like, this was just, like, a, you know,
you just
like
wanted pre-game? To ask? Yeah. Like, you're not even going to let me look at it to see if I even can repair it?
This was
it?
A consultation.
Yep, where you don't get to see what you're repairing.
No.
Period.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I just want to ask if, in general, you can. Yep.
Yeah, and you paid a $30 copay for that.
Yeah.
You doing, bro.
Next one, my patient who crawled under his truck and leg pressed his engine back into place 2 weeks after his local hip arthroplasty came into the clinic complaining of pain. Yeah, no shit, my guy.
Yeah, someone...
You, like, got on your back under your car? Someone... Is that what they're saying? Or, like...
Yes, that's what I'm picturing.
How else would one do that?
I don't know.
How, like, leg press? I don't know what.
Yeah, fuck. Like, under his car, on his back, pushing his fucking engine. Someone come get your boy.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That is... You need help. That's not good.
Oh, my God. He's like, whatever, I have a new hip. Let's go.
Yeah, let's test it out, baby. Okay. Worked in a physical rehab hospital and would witness this conversation between the doctor and a newly admitted patient.
Oh, God.
Do you know what caused your stroke? Well, the hospital told me it was because I have high blood pressure, but I don't anymore. The high blood pressure medication cured it, so I stopped taking it. Didn't your primary care tell you that you had to keep taking your medication? Yeah, but you know how doctors are. They get kickbacks from the drug companies for keeping us on shit we don't need. God news for you. High blood pressure caused your stroke. You're lucky you didn't die. You are now back on your medication, and if you go off it again, you will die.
Yeah.
Here's a report of your blood pressure when you were admitted to the hospital. Damn, that's high. It was never that high before. It got high because you stopped taking your medication. That's one of the side effects of stopping it cold turkey. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
Someone get the message. Like, this happened, like, multiple times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, someone get the message. A couple would say that they were never going off their meds again because my spouse will kill me.
Yeah.
A few would come back even more debilitated from another stroke because they did it again.
You guys.
Others, we'd hear they had another stroke and died.
You guys.
Oh, my gosh.
You gotta regulate that blood pressure.
Exactly. Oh, you gotta keep taking it. It doesn't cure it. It just, like, helps it as long as you are taking the medication.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Physical therapist had a patient with neck and pain spasms, also complained of anxiety and heart palpitations, asked about caffeine intake. And patient revealed drinking an average of 15 to 20 cups of coffee daily.
What?
How do you even take in that much liquid is my question.
I was gonna say, like, how, like, it's making my stomach hurt, like, the amount of liquid these people are drinking. Like, 15 to 20 cups of coffee? Your body is just like, please.
Uh-huh.
Please, I need water.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but... Yesterday, I took my ADHD medication. I had one energy drink. I slept 1 hour last night. Like, how do you drink 20 cups of coffee?
I don't know. I'm drinking water right now.
Cheers to our water. Mm-hmm. We are being good about our water today.
We are being good about our water today. I say as I have coffee in front of me.
No.
You do need, like, a cup, but, like, a couple cups. But 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a lot. That's not good.
Yeah.
Have I ever... I wonder if they meant, like, cups, like, you know, like, this many...
Like a fluid cup, right?
Yeah, or if they meant, like, 10... Like, my little coffees have, like, 10 ounces in them. Is that what you mean?
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hand over mouth. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh,
no. The next one I want to read, but I feel like you might, like, leave. I feel like you'd get up and you'd walk out.
Oh, God. I mean, we're done with the episode.
Okay.
I can.
All right.
It's lunch break now.
Optometrist.
Oh, no.
It's an eye thing.
Okay.
I had an argument with one patient who insisted that there were great healing benefits to using urine eye drops.
When asked about how she got these urine eye drops, she admitted to taking them directly out of the toilet and putting them straight into her eyes. My pleas for her to consider the risk of developing bacterial keratitis, fell on deaf ears. Still dreading the day that one returns to clinic with an infection. And then they also said, and if I had a nickel for every time a patient came to me about 6 months after taking a severe blow to the eye and losing vision, only to find out that they had a total retinal detachment that they thought they could just walk off instead of seeking care, I'd have 2 nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice in the 3 years I've been practicing.
Aww. I do love the Dr. Doofenshmirtz reference, though.
How can you even, like, fucking, like, put, like, just write a...
Okay, Maddie didn't leave. I'm proud of you. She is curled up in a ball under her blankie with both hands on face.
Like, you want fucking pink eye? Like, that's red eye. We've gone, like, above. That's, like, dark maroon eye.
No, there's no... Your eyeball's gonna fall out. Like, that's awful.
And again, like, your poor eyeball is just like, what are you doing? Stop.
That we... Like, your body's like, we pushed this out for a reason.
The urine is like, no, stop. This is wrong.
Like, I was not meant to go back in.
Yeah, no.
There's a reason your body gets rid of me. Yeah. It's because... I'm not supposed to be in here.
Oh,
God. No, that's awful. Okay, well, we're going to leave it on that terrible note. Okay. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bitch the pot. The tea. I didn't warn you at all. What am I doing? You're still chewing.